This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A dark money nonprofit could be forced to disclose its donors and pay a fine, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The group Unite for Colorado spent about $4 million to support conservative causes on the ballot in 2020. Because Unite for Colorado is a nonprofit, 501c4, they don't have to say where that $4 million came from. But that privilege comes with limits. Scott Wasserman, president of the Progressive Bell Policy Center, filed a complaint arguing that the group went too far.
Their C4 was set up for the sole and exclusive purpose of channeling anonymous money to political campaigns.
The group denied that argument, but the Secretary of State's office agreed, ordering Unite for Colorado on Tuesday to file campaign finance reports and pay a $40,000 fine. Unite for Colorado can appeal the decision. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
More than a month after the election, the final result is in for a bond measure for the Colorado Springs D-11 school district. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The measure failed in a recount by 11 votes. It would have let the district invest $350 million into the district's master plan. That included modernizing schools and renovating and fixing the district's aging buildings and infrastructure. Automatic recounts are triggered when the vote margin is within 0.5% of the highest number of votes cast. The county says no vote there has ever been reversed by a recount. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
72,000 people donated more than $54 million on Colorado Gives Day this past Tuesday. This is CPR News.